So every government, every law enforcement panel typically doubles down on two concepts. One is, hey, we're the government and we're here to help all of you collectively. And the other is we need to be in position to know about incidents as early as possible. So let's just all assume at the outset that those two are given, right? That the government is truly here to help, at least the DOJ side of the government, and we'll reserve judgment on the SEC side. And then the second thing is, it's better off for them to hear about incidences sooner rather than later. I'd like to dive into more deeper, more nuanced issues. The last point I'll make is that, look, I know it's 4:30. We're going until 5:30. I'm the moderator. I want you to be the moderator as well. Okay, so we've got time set aside at the end for audience questions. Don't feel like you have to wait for that. So if you've got a question at the outset, go ahead and fire away. Look, 95% of my life involves answering questions from the likes of Shamal and Camellia. So this is the one time I get to put that on the other foot, and you guys do as well. So feel free to fire away. What I'd like to do is start out by having both of the panelists maybe introduce themselves a little more broadly and talk about one or two interesting cases or one or two developments that they're seeing in their own work.
Well, primarily my responsibility with the U.S. Attorney's Office is as prosecutors, prosecuting cases. I interact with victims pretty soon after they have been breached or while they are in the process of suffering the harms of that breach. So I step in with the FBI, with Secret Service, Homeland Security, any of the federal agency partners that we have, and we investigate and figure out what has happened. And there's a lot of hand-holding, there's a lot of explanation, there's also a lot of documents that are drafted for the court to ensure that proper process is served when we are gathering evidence.